Good morning, the exotic vet, Chrissy speaking.
G'day, how are you going?
Good, how are you?
Yeah, good, thanks.
How can I help?
I've got a, what do you call them? Oh, I think it's a bearded dragon. Lives in this little complex that I'm at.
Yeah.
And it's lived here for a few years, and some lady run it over.
Oh.
Oh,
it's a wild,
good.
Wild one.
Yes, the wild one.
Oh, okay. Oh, I thought you meant a pet. Okay, yeah.
No, wild one.
Yeah,
and,
okay.
I spoke to the RSPCA and they said take to a vet.
Yeah. Are you, whereabouts are you? Where was it?
Well, I chose you because you got that, what's the word? Exotic?
Yeah. Exotic vet, yeah.
Yeah. It's a big lizard, like it's not a small lizard.
Yeah.
It'd be, you know, I don't know, 400 or 500 mil long, you know.
Yeah.
Decent size one. Now would you use it to take care of him or her or whatever it is?
Yeah. I mean, depending on how severe the injuries are, being run over, there might not really be anything that we can do for it, and we may have to euthanize. The best might be the best option for it, but we can definitely have a look and sort of see, you know, how bad the wounds are and sort of the extent of it.
It doesn't look like there's any.
Okay.
External.
Okay. Yep.
Only.
Yep.
The lizard's mouth. It doesn't look like it's broken. It might have a broken jaw. I'm not sure, but it's got a little bit of blood coming out of it. It's motionless, but it, when I first picked it up off the road, it took a long time to take a breath. Now I've got it stabilised in a little bizzo, and it's breathing normal.
It's breathing normal,
and I reckon we give him or her another crack at life.
Yeah. All right. Well, yeah, you're more than welcome to bring it down because we can always do x-rays and just make sure that there is no fractures, sort of like skull fractures, jaw fractures, anything like that going on, in case, because it wouldn't sort of do too well if that was the case.
No, he doesn't look like he's squashed or anything.
No, cool. All right. Yeah, no, that's good. Well, you're more than welcome to bring it in. We can have a look. And, if you just, drop it off with us, then we've got rehabbers that we call as well. If they're sort of rehabable, we'll get them to take them on and release them when they're ready. So, we can definitely do that.
Would they release it back into this place over here, like in the gardens and stuff? Or?
They are quite territorial, and they do have to be released sort of in
where they come from,
proximity to where they come from, but they usually sort of find a good location that's sort of suitable in that area.
It's been in here for years. Every once in a while you see it out having a feed and stuff. And it's had little babies and all that because I noticed all the little fellas running around, but good. All right, so I'll bring it over and see how we go.
Yeah, cool. No, we're open till 5, so any time before then is fine. Yeah, easy.
Sweet as. Appreciate it.
That's all good, Norris. We'll see you later then.
Okay, bye.
All right, bye.